class 8, subject history. The topic is the Age of Revolutions. During the 18th century, there were two significant events: the revolutions in America and France. First, we start with the American War of Independence. The discovery of America led countries like England, France, Spain, and Holland to establish their colonies over there. By the middle of the 18th century, there were 13 British colonies along the coast of North America. People from England came and settled there. They had gone there mainly to seek or in search of money, freedom, and a better life. Every colony had a governor and a local council. The local councils were elected by the people who resided in the colony. The local councils passed laws and levied taxes. Now, let us study the causes. The first cause is on economic matters. The colonies were controlled by the British government in economic matters, like they were forbidden to use non-British ships for trading purpose. Products like tobacco, sugar and cotton could be exported only to England, and the prices also were fixed by the British government. The colonies could import goods, but only from England. The next point we come to is that no members from the colonies were members of the British Parliament. Next cause, the colonies criticized the British government because they were always demanding money from the colonies to fight their wars. So in 1765, the British Parliament passed the Stamp Act. This was that stamps had to be fixed on documents, which was made compulsory. The colonists protested against the Stamp Act. The next cause was the British government believed that tea should be taxed. So tax was imposed on tea. The government's decision to tax tea was criticized by the colonists, and they refused to unload the tea that came from England. In Boston, a group of people disguised as native Indians raided the British ships and dumped all the crates of tea into the sea. This incident was known as the Boston Tea Party. The next cause we come is the colonists were inspired by the struggle by the writings of philosophers like John Locke, John Harrington, John Milton, and others. These writers wrote that all men are equal, human beings had basic rights, they had a right to earn their living. In 1774, please mark the dates as we go through the lesson, the representatives of the 13 colonies assembled together in Philadelphia. In 1776, the representatives of the colonies met once again in Philadelphia, and they adopted the Declaration of Independence. It was drafted by Thomas Jefferson. It stated that we hold these truths, you can see in inverted commas, up to pursuit of happiness. Now the colonies had suffered long under the British government, and they wanted to end the government, the British rule, and they wanted to form their own government. So the colonies were led by George Washington. Many battles were fought for this. In 1783, the British government and the colonists signed a treaty. The British recognized the independence of the 13 colonies, and the colonies then together formed the United States of America. A constitution was drafted which declared the United States a republic. An important part of this constitution was the Bill of Rights. It guaranteed American citizens the right to freedom, speech, religion, and justice.